But if it is a chayik or hiki, so mainly it can be considered as avot. But if it is a ben, and it was deposited with the Yisrael, that the Yisrael should be shemer. So mainly that means that it always has been in the rishus of the Akum, because that he was made as a shemer for the Akum, the Yisrael. So mainly it's not avot. So we don't have to change the gears. All right, anyway. So, apparently, according to... So this is... This explains the Shittas Rambam. The Rambam, this explains the Shittas Rambam when the Rambam says that afilo akum oso ligoiz lo yuloshke. But the Gemara says, of course, alvosi is muter. So according to the Sma and the Biragelo, when do we say, of course, alvosi is muter, that is only if it is obut. I mean, if no one knows, but it doesn't explain the Shittas Rambam in Hilchezi Levaveide Perikei Alochi Yudveitz, where the Rambam says that if Bamedvor Mamurim Shamuches Gelistim Bizman Shamuches Akum Oy Muches Oymed Meilov Oy Muches Oymed Machmas HaMelech Vein Lekitzu Al Rikeach Ma Sheyirtze Uminiach Ma Sheyirtze Avu Meches Sheposke HaMelech Viomar Sheyikach Shlit Shel Revii Yehuda Bakotzuf והם מדמוכס ישראל לקביס חילק זה למלך, ונדע שאודם זה נאמון, ונימי ספקו על מה שקוס המלך הנה בחזקס גזלן, ושנה המלך דינו, ולא יעיד על שעיבר המבריח ממך הזה, even though he didn't sell it to Israel. So the question, so why that's Ravashis Teretz? במוכס אקום עסקינו. So the other Rishayim say מוכס אקום, in other words it wasn't sold to Israel. It's because, of course, Alvosi is muter. But the Rambam says Muches Akum is muter because he's a gazlan. He collects more than he's authorized. But if he doesn't collect more than he's authorized, so even if you evade the tax from Muches Akum, so Yahiba is a gazlan. But the Gemara says, Omar Avashi bin Muches Akum, and the Gemara says, because, of course, Alvosi is muter. So that kasha remains. That kasha remains. Now, the Kesef Mishneh is that kash, and the Rambam. So the Kesef Mishneh gives a very strange teretz. He says, "V'hashte kibn de avroche min ameches lo yehaber lekafkoes alvosei amay osa lavriach min ameches b'melech akum." If the collector doesn't collect more than he's authorized, he should be muter, even if he's honest. V'shemo yishleima di hoche shanu. שהעמיד המלך ישראל ליגביס לחלקי, דהבי כאילו המלך עצמי גובהו, דהשתם מלבד שאם יבודה, ישחילו השם מדובו, אפשר שיהיה סכונס נפושת מדובו. אבל אקום שחוקה המחס מן המלך, שעוז אם יבודה לא יהיה בדובו סכונס נפושת, מאחר שאין המלך מפסיד בזה, הוא שאומרו שמותו להבריח ממנו המחס, דהבי כפקס על זה. So because Mishnah says in the Rambam, the Rambam Shiti is the thing of an Akum. If an Akum would buy the tax from the Melech, and then the Yisrael wouldn't pay to that Akum, then it wouldn't be involved in this against. If a Yisrael would buy the tax from the Akum, from the Melech Akum, and the Yisrael, and someone would avoid paying the tax to the Yisrael who bought the taxes from the Melech Akum, then he would be a very sagaz. But suppose the Melech didn't sell the tax to anybody, but he just appointed someone. As long as the collector is scrupulous and he doesn't collect more than he's authorized, so if the Yisrael evades the tax, then he's even this against. So what difference does it make whether the Akum sold it to another Akum, the Melech Akum sold it to another Akum? So then we say, of course, Alvose. And you're allowed to avoid paying to the Kene, the Akum. And the case where the Melech keeps it for himself, but of course, Alvose, the Melech Akum is also an Akum. What difference does it make? Just because he's a king? So the Kesef Mishneh says, דוח השענה שהם ידע מלך ישראל לגבית לחלקי, דע דאבה כאילו המלך עצמי גבהו, דהשתי מלבד שאם יבודה ישחיל השם בדובו, אפשר שיהיה סכונס נפושת בדובו. מה נפשך? If he operates on the basis, if he approaches it from the point of view of Chil Hashem, so it's not Gerlos, let him say Chil Hashem. And if he considers it from the point of view of Sakonis Nefoshes, because he's Misaknes Nafshe, so it started as a Gerlos, so it involved an Yitzhar of Yishom L'chosh Menafshecho. Why does he mention? Because when the Akum, so his second mission says like this, if the Melech Akum sells it to an Akum, so then the Melech himself doesn't care. Let the Yisrael, let the people pay the taxes. What does he care? He's already out of the picture. He's not involved. He sold it. He received a good price for all the taxes from the buyer, the Akum. So the Melech himself doesn't care whether the people will pay the Canaan, the taxes or not. So then it's muta because of course I was saying. But if the Akum didn't sell the taxes to anybody, so he is very makbid. And if Israel will avoid paying the taxes, so the Melech will be very angry. Not only will there be a Chil Hashem, there will mamish be sakonis nefoshes. So mainly it involves in Isagezel. So what is Chil Hashem and sakonis nefoshes do it in Isagezel? Now, this is the Kesef Mishnas Pshat in the Ramban, and the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber, paskened it la'alocha. He paskened it la'alocha. So, Simen Shin Samachtes, Sivov, so the Mechaber says as follows, Bameh dvorim amurim shamuches, gilistim bizman shamuches ha'akum, oy muches oyim et mur eilov, oy muches oyim et machmas ha'melech, ואין לי קיצבו, אלא לקח מה שירצה, אבל מוכה שפוסק המלך ליטל דובו קוצוב, תרמו, פוצים דאגוי, אף לציבו שישראל ייתן יסע מעקום, מכל מוקים מקרה דובו קוצוב וחוליש, והמיד מוכס ישראל יגבי יסע למלך, ונעידע שעודם זה נאמון, ואין אם יסיף כלום על מה שגוזה המלך, אין לי בחזקס גזלן, משום דין מלכוס הדיני, ולא העיד על השם אבריח ממחזה, עבר על הסיגזו, מפני שהוא גזל מונס המלך, בין שהוא המלך ישראל, בין שהוא המלך עקו. וכן אם ישראל, קונו המחס מהמלך, המבריח עצמי, זה גזל ישראל שקונה. So in one of two ways he's able the Yisar of Gezel. In the case where the Melech didn't sell it to anybody, and he just appointed the collector to collect it for him, the Melech. So as long as it is known that the collector doesn't collect more than is authorized by the Melech, whether he's Jewish or an Akum, so Melech, anyone who is Mafriya the Meches, is evenly Sigzel. Evenly Sigzel. The other case where it's also to be Mafriyach, if he is Yisroel bought it. So when is it Mutar to be Mafriyach? Even if Chovim bought it. So the question is, what difference does it make whether Chovim bought it? Or the Melech himself, who is an Evit Chovim, keeps it for himself? Money Pshach, if of course Alvose is Mutar. So it's Mutar. If it's not Mutar, it's not Mutar. And here we cannot mention the Shita of this man, the Beragela. Because Monefshech, if it is not known, so then even the Melech itself should be Muter, because it's Avides Akum. And if it is known, or it can become known, so then it's not Ovud. So even Akum bought it from the Melech, it should also be Ovud. You see, the Smas Pshat is a good Teretz on the Rambam Per Kalev, and he says also the Gozli Uloshki, but it's not the Teretz on this Rambam. This must be. Now, then he says, Avo, and then he concludes, Avo in Kone Akum, Muter, Mishim Dahabe Kafkoe Salvose di Shore, Bimokim de Lekachil Hashem. And then the Ramo says, he mentions something in the name of the Ram, and the major portion of that does not appear in our Ram, but the Ramo says, V'yei Shemrim, da'afilu amuches Yisroel, im leikone le'atzmei, Ragevel Melech, Afo gab the also Mavriach, Mikialin and Malchuse, Mikomo came Modo Mavriach, only Muches Lokefei say, Lite, the Havik of course Alposi Dishoi, Miu in Yesh Bosem, Shigiris Amelech, Vada Yoche Lokefei. So only one thing, Ran Pil Dalad in Itori, only one thing appears in our Ran, that Im odo mavriach ilu imuches mokifei se lite in the avek afka salvosi vishore. Because the Ram says, v'chi amrin adine malchus adine ane mil adim shimkona yachot mechez zeh hayom imitno yes amechez. Only if Yisroel bought it. But if Yisroel didn't buy it, so then the muches, Yisroel, has no right to take away the tax against the consent of the Yisroel, the taxpayer. Why? Because afka salvosi is muta. So he says, so he cannot be caving. But even though the Yisroel, the tax collector, suppose the tax collector who was appointed by the king, the Melech Hakom, is a Yisroel kosher and he wouldn't do something that is against the deen. So if he comes and asks the Shaila, there are certain Jews who do not want Yotzeinu Matev to pay the taxes. Should I take it? Should I take away? Should I live in attachment against their consent? So, according to the Mechabos Pesach, the answer is yes, you can live in attachment against their consent. According to the Ranshites, the Ramo Paskins, he cannot live in attachment against their consent. But the Yisrael should be told, you're not allowed to avoid paying taxes, you have to pay. But the tax, if the tax collector asks the Shaila, can I live in attachment against the consent of the Jew, so he should be told, no, you cannot be caved. But im yeish was in shigira samelach vada yoch lo kefise, he says ramper dal in dog. Where does the Ran say all that? The only thing that the Ran says is that when we say din malchus din, it means that if he soil bullet, so then you're not allowed to be mavriach. But where does the Ran say that if he soil didn't buy it, so you are still forbidden to be mavriach? But the tax collector, Yisroel, is not allowed to take away the money that is due for taxes by force. Where does the Ran say all that? And where does the Ran say that im yesh bazeh mishum yiras ha-melech, vada yoch lo kefis? Now, the Mishnah Melech quotes the Loshon of the Ran in Nidorim, and he mentions the whole Loshon of the Ramo. As if the Mishnah Melech had another girl say in the Ran in Nidorim. But in our Ran, it's not mentioned. But there is nothing in our Ran contrary to what the Ramo mentions in the name of the Ran in Pirkei Avot. Now, the Mordechai mentions in the name of the Rav Yoh that there is a distinction between a case where the goy, the Yeresh knows or others know, and the case where no one knows, only the Levi knows. So how does he explain it? He doesn't explain it on the basis of Tchil Hashem. He says, Davkim yodu al yoshin l'achirim shulchayev, kim yishetiv neisiha v'gezel, v'kayim ulon ba'gezel basre, v'gezel emzik chovi moser, avul imen yodu al yoshim ul'achirim l'mikre gezel, v'l'mikre gezel rak miyad liyad, תכסי ויגזל אסחניס מיד המצרי, וידום ידי אוכלתו אסעמים, שאויונית למזרח. Now we have to understand, the Gemara says, in Bavakame, according to Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva holds, גזל אקום איזו סמין, I say, אף כל סלבו סי, איז מוטה. Why is it so? Now, the Rambam, when the Rambam defines גזל, when the Rambam says, גזל, comes within the love of Lisik. Eishek comes within the love of Lisashik. Now, the Loshna Posik is in Veshin, Lisik Zeil, Lisashik Esreacho, Lisolim Pula Socher Litra Bek. So Reacho is mentioned, but it says Lisik Zeil, Lisashik Esreacho. So it seems very reasonable that the reason as to why the Gemara makes a distinction between Gezel and Hafkos Alvosei, because Hafkos Alvosei comes within the love of Lisashik Yisriach. Comes within the love of Lisashik Yisriach. That's the Rambam says, Perikalot in Rezele. Gezel of a Ben comes within the love of Lisigzel. Now, so since the Riacho is mentioned after Lisashik, it's not mentioned after Lisigzel. So that means Lisigzel anybody. Israel, Yitkhovim, anybody. But Lisashik only Riacho. So Riacho is Meitzi Yitkhovim, not Gatesha. Because Gatesha is Riacho. But the Yitkhovim, Mazolis, is not Riacho. So Mimele, that means that the Yitkhovim Mazolis was Nismayit from Lisashik as Riacho. But he was not Nismayit from the love of Lisigzel. That's why we say Gezlakum is Osea. And Avkol Salvosi is Muta. But now, the Chacham Tzvi in the Tshuves has the Kashi against the Rambam. The Rambam says, Izeu Gezel. The Rambam says, Izeu Kolai, Izeu Gezel, Zaliki Yachmon Yod Mechazok, Izeu Eishek, זה שבו לא מחביר לסיך יודי ברצין הביילים ויחיב ושתבואו כובש המון נס לחזוק אבל יוזירי. So he says, ועל זה נאמר ניסה על זה נאמר ניסה שכסריח. So that means that of course, אישק שכה סוחר comes within the love of ניסה שיק. But doesn't come within the love of ניסיגזל. What comes within the love of ניסיגזל? Only גזל of ABN. Of ABN. But גזל of שיבודים comes within the love of ניסה. The Gemara says, Nam Kabo, Heine Gezel, Heine Eishik. E Vilomo Cholke La Akosu. So, that's the Gemara in Zeneshech, Heine Gezel, Heine Eishik. Vilomo Cholke La Akosu, Lavo, Vishnei Lavo. And then the Gemara Nam Kabo says, that Kol Koi, Kivish, Schal Sochia, Eivir Olo Behe Lavo. Lysigzlo, Lysashik Yisreacho, Lysashik Sochia, Lysolim Pula Sochia. Hey, well, hey, Sheamus, the Gemara says. Where, being it in Schore, hey, Sheamus. So among the Sheamus that the Gemara mentions in connection with the Gevish Rasochir is Louis Sigzl also. But according to the Rambam, Louis Sigzl applies to a Gezl of a Ben, of a Chayfetz, not to withholding payment. Withholding payment comes within Louis Sashik. But the Gemara says, Eivir Bei Sheamus, Gevish Rasochir. So that kasha is raised by the Chacham Tzvi in the Tshuves Chacham Tzvi. Now the Chavis Yoyer also in the Tshuves also asks that kasha, and he gives a very good terence, the Chavis Yoyer. I mentioned it many times that there are certain lavim that the Ika lav has reference to one Iser, but we learn out another Iser from that lav. So mainly in respect to the other Iser that is not implicit in the Pshutish or Mikro, so it has a din of Elav Shebecholos. So mainly there is no Malkus, let's say Lysashris is Eitzi. So the Rambam says that if somebody is Kiriyab Kodim Chamosei, any Ashchose, any Epsed Momi, he is evil Lysashris. But Malkus he only gets if he chops down Eitzmach. So the Rambam is says the Kashe, why? Isn't the Chayav Malkus if he's Kerei Abgod Mechamosei? So he says, because Pshuti Shal Mikro has reference to Neitz. But we learn out all kinds of Hefzed Momen. So Mele, since it's not implicit in Pshuti Shal Mikro, so there is no Malkus. So the Chavis Yoyer says that the Rambam only explains here the Pshuti Shal Mikro of Lisigzel and the Pshuti Shal Mikro of Lisashik Esriachon. So the Pshuti Shal Mikro of Lisigzel has reference to Igezel of Iben. The Pshuti Shal Mikro of Lisashik Esriacho has reference to Gezel of Shibuni. But since the Torah mentions one next to the other, so the Gemara learns out, Haine Gezel, Haine Ishek, Vilom Achol, Kiakos Lav, Mishnei Lav. But the Igalav of Lisigzel has reference to Gezlo Vibet. The Ikalav of Lisashek has reference to Shibudi. But we learn Haine Gezlo, that's Yalfuse. Haine Gezlo, Haine Eishek, Loma Chalka Kotlav Shalavim. So Mimele, in Lisigzlo is Nichlal, Emiser against any form of Zele. Even the Zele of Afkoy Salvosi in Lisigzlo. Now, so Mimele, that's why the Rambam in explaining the Pshidish HaMikra, that the Chavis Yosef. Now we can understand why the Mordechai says that when is of course Alvosim Muter, only when the Akum doesn't know, the Yerush doesn't know, Achilim don't know, so then it's not Dumye de Vayigzel Esachanis Mila Mitzvah. True, we learn out Haim Gezel Haim Eishik that all kinds of Hafkoes Momin come within the love of Lisigzel. But in order to be considered to come within the love of Lisigzel, then it must be Dumye de Vayigzel Esachanis Mila Mitzvah. What does it mean, Dumye de Vayigzel Esachanis Mila Mitzvah? Terechalmus, with violence. If it is done with violence, then if it's der Chalmus, dum ye de vayigzel es hachanis me amitzri, vi dum ye de achalto es haamin, shelonet lim vizreya, with force, if it's done der Chalmus, that's gezel. But if it's not done der Chalmus, then it doesn't, that's not gezel. But it can still come within the love of Lissashik Yisriyachal. Because in order to become within gezel, within the love of Lisigzel, whether it's the Ika love of Lisigzel, or even the other love, the other Iser of Lisigzel, but only if it's the Rechalmes. Only if it's the Rechalmes. So Mimele, he says, Im Hikif, or Hilwe, Vichovim Li Yisrael, Umeis, Im Nimaz Li Yerushav Koi Bobe, Vikos Alav Yodav, Kim Yodua Li Yoshin Lachirim Shiru Chai, Kim Shetei Vnei Yisei Havigezel, וקיימו בגזל בסרה, דגזל הסעקו מוסה. אבל אם ידוע ליאוש לאחרים, לא עם מקרה גזל, לא עם מקרה גזל, רק מיד ליד, דגזל בגזל חניס ביד המצרי, ודאו מיד חלטו סעמים, שנית ומזרעי ה... So that words, Akum is mufke of the love of Lisashik Esriacho, but Akum is not mufke of the love of Lisigzel. And since Gezel of Shibudim also comes, we learn out that Gezel of Shibudim also, Kimish HaSocher is able to Lisigzel, so we may like Gezel of Shibudim also comes with Lisigzel. But when can it come with Lisigzel if it's Dumye Vayigzel Eschanis Mila Mitzri, if it's the Rechalmes? So if it's a connection with the Be'en, it's always the Rechalmes. Because if it's a connection with Be'en, so Gnebe is also the Rechalmes. If somebody pushes his hand in the other fellow's pocket, or he goes into the room, that's also the Rechalmes. That's also the Rechalmes. So Mimele, it comes, first of all, if it's Derech Neve, so it comes within Lisig Nevo. But apart from coming within Lisig Nevo, it comes within Lisigzel also, because it's always Derech Halmes. But in regard to Shibudim, then it depends. If people know about it, so in other words, I defy his Tviye, or his possible Tviye, then it's the not pay, the withholding payment is considered a rachalmes. So mainly it comes within Lisigzel. And Lisigzel, the Torah doesn't say Riacho, so even by Mitchovim, Mashenkin, if no one knows, and the Levi is the only one who knows, so it's not a rachalmes. But by Yisrael, even though no one knows, so it comes within the love of Lisashik. But by Akum, the love of Lisashik doesn't apply because Lisashik is Riacho and Akum is Nismai from Riacho, so Memele, it's Muter. So it's Muter. Now, this is what the Kesef Mishnah means. And the Kesef Mishnah passes that Laloch. He says that if, in other words, if, when is it considered Derech Halmes, if the one to whom it is due is really makpid that it should be paid to him, and I don't pay, so then it's considered almas. But if the Miller didn't sell it, if the Miller didn't sell the tax to anyone, and then the Jew withholds payment of the tax, if the Miller will find out, he'll be very mad at him. He says, he mentions Sakonis Nefoshes. He can be so mad that it might even be Sakonis Nefoshes. I mean, that is just, is this expression of Sakonis Nefoshes is just descriptive of the degree of kpeide of the Melech. He'll put him in jail. If the Melech will find out that he has unreported income that he didn't pay. So he's makbid. So Mimele, it's considered a Rechalmes. Masha'inkin, if the Melech sold it to someone else, and the Melech doesn't care. He doesn't care. Let the people pay the buyer, let them not pay. So mainly it's not a rechalmis. What kind of a rechalmis is it? If the Melech is makpid, then withholding payment involves force, because he's defying the authority of the Melech. So mainly the non-payment is coupled with the element of force. Masha'inkin, if the Melech sold it to an Akum, and the Melech himself doesn't care. I mean, he's dealing with such a situation. If the Melech would care just as much, so then it would also be involved in Isser of Gezer. This is what he says. So he says, V'chein, im Yisroel kon ha-meches me-ha-melech ha-mavriach ha-tzmei, hari zigeiz lo Yisroel shikon. Correct. Then he says, Avon kon ha-akum muter, mishum da-havek av koes al-vose, v'ishore, because it's not the rechalmes, b'mokin mekech la-Hashem. This is the psak of Mechaber. And that's the Mechaber's pshat in the Rambam. Then the Ramo passes like the Ram. So he says, V'yeshem rim da-afilo ha-muches Yisroel, im likon el-atzmei, So the Gro raises the question against the Ramo. Where does the Ram say, "Afal gav diosa la'avriach mikir din malchus"? The Ram doesn't say it. And on the contrary, the Gro says that from the Ram it's mashma that if the Melech Hakum did not sell it to Israel, so then it's mutamamish to be mavriach the mechus. But the Ramo says in the name of the Ram, so the Gro is masik on the Ramo. He says, so chiyun, the Oran likos afelodos ulinde lishekia b'chai gavne, avol avriach shore, v'yef shel uk me'ayid in indogin b'chai gavne. But where does he say that it's osa? So either the Ramo had another gears in the Ram, so in that girsa, in that text, the Ram spelled it out that it's Osea, but the Yisroel, the collector, if he wants to be Yisroel kosher and he asks Shiles, so he should be told that he's not allowed to take it by force from the people, or that even though he didn't have another girsa in the Ram, the Ramo just understood this Ram that way. But the question is, Monefshech. Now, so the Ram obviously held that there is no Yisr of Gezel. Why? Because Achor Salvose is Muta. So there is no Yisr of Gezel. So why is it also to be Mavriya de Mechetz? Why is it also to be Mavriya de Mechetz? So the answer is, I mean, there could be a very simple answer. Now, as a matter of fact, this Gemara is very difficult. Gemara in Murakami is very difficult. The Gemara says here in Murakami, Yisroel ve'akum anos shebo ledin. I don't know whether that was put in, the expression anos was put in by the censorship or not. I don't know. But it doesn't make any difference. Shebo ledin imato yochel zakeo bedin Yisroel zakeo. Ve'emele kardinein. But Rabbi Shmuel says that boyim olu b'akifin. What does it mean, b'akifin? B'akifin means artifice, trickery. And Rabbi Akiva says, no, you cannot resort to any trickery. And to acquit the Yisroel litigant through trickery through artifice because of Kiddush Hashem. And Rabbi Shmuel doesn't care for Kiddush Hashem. What is it? There is a lot of Haise with Chal Hashmi. So Rabbi Shmuel ignores the love of Kiddush Hashem. What is the machlekes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, whether we have to worry about Kiddush Hashem or not? Now, the Drishe says the Chais Mishpat. The Trisha says the Chesh Mishpat, that the Gemara says, b'mokim chil Hashem, so avidosi is asur. So the drisha says, now he mentions many rishonim that say that not only b'mokim chil Hashem, so avidosi is asur, but b'mokim kiddush Hashem avodas is asur. You see, you can have a situation where it's chil Hashem. Chil Hashem means, let's say, you got the avodah of an akum in your hands, and there is a possibility that ultimately all the newspaper people will find out that you picked up, let's say, $1,000 of an akum. You picked it up. So that's mokim dike chil Hashem. That's one situation. Another situation is, let's say, suppose you find something very valuable. It belongs to a god. Now, if you take it into your pocket, no one will know. There won't be any chil Hashem. But if you go and you report it to the newspaper, and then it will be mentioned in the newspaper, a yeshiva student, the Talmud of Yeshiva's Brisk, returned $500,000, so then there will be a kiddush Hashem. So the question is, when the Gemara says, b'mokim chil Hashem, it's osa. Does it mean only b'mokim chil Hashem? So it's osa to keep David Hakum. But b'mokim d'leke chil Hashem. But there is an opportunity to be mekadesh this Hashem. So are you allowed to keep it? Or as long as there is an opportunity to be mekadesh this Hashem, you're not allowed to keep it. So the Drisha mentions the Yerushalmi in Eilu Mitzies of Shimon Meshetach. The Shimon Meshetach once bought a chameya from a pagan, and then he found some diamonds in the chameya. Inside the chameya there were diamonds. So then the Talmidim came to Shimon Meshetach with the simcha and told him, I mean, so many diamonds, I mean, you won't have any trouble. I mean, no one of us will have any trouble for the rest of our lives. So Shimon Meshetach said, go and find that Yishmaeli, that pagan Yishmaeli, and return to him. So they said to him, but l'maritono rabbeinu, that aveda sakum muteres? So he says, kosovu ratem, Shimon ben Shotach barbari you. Shimon ben Shotach ain't a barbari. He's not a barbarian, Shimon ben Shotach. Reitze, boye, Shimon ben Shotach, lishmeya, brich, elikoy di Yehudim, yeisa mikol heindel. Yeisa mikol heindel. So the smag, in Sefer HaMitzvahs, the smag in Sefer HaMitzvahs, he writes, that he traveled all over Europe, and he even traveled to Africa and to Eretz Yisrael for one purpose. He said that the Jews in his time were neglectful of two dinim. One din was the din of tefillin. Jews in his time neglected tefillin. There were many good Jews who observed everything else, but they were not behind the mitzvah of tefillin. And then they were very much neglectful in cheating goyim, because he said many Jews labored under the impression it's all right to cheat a goyim. So because of that, he traveled around the world to re-educate the Jews in the mitzvah of tefillin and in not cheating goyim. So he says, and he wants to expedite the Bias HaGeil. So he says, as long as Jews will be in the habit of cheating goyim, so we are marchik the gula. So he says, in order to expedite the gula, so he said, so we have to be careful in not cheating goyim. And he says, and even avida sakum, so he mentions that Yerushalmi, and he said, even avida sakum, so he said, so we have to, we should return for two reasons. Avida sakum in muteres, in achanami. Even achados al yodei, but so it doesn't involve any sagezel. But there is an inyan of sheres yisroel yasu avlo idavu chozov, and then mitzat kiddush Hashem. And this is a, and how does he know that it involves an inyan that it's not a nice thing to keep an avida of an akum? How does he know? Because the Gemara says reitzei shimin ben Shotach. If there had been nothing wrong in keeping an aveide of an akum. So then it wouldn't involve an iser of chil Hashem, and it wouldn't even involve a mitzvah of kiddush Hashem. I mean, because this is a false notion of kiddush Hashem. That's very unfortunate that too many Jews think that kiddush Hashem consists in doing something that will be pleasing to the goyim. Chas v'sholem. If that will be the criterion of kiddush Hashem, and chil Hashem, then would have to give up the whole Torah, because goyim don't like when Jews are misnefesh themselves for the Torah. So how is it that the Gemara says that b'mokim chil Hashem avdei oseh asur? So if there had been nothing wrong, if it hadn't been immoral in itself to keep an aveide of an akum of an itkachovim, then it wouldn't be shayach to say chil Hashem. Why doesn't the Gemara say that b'mokim chil Hashem ribis akum mizoseh? Why doesn't the Gemara say? The answer is, so what if the goyim will be critical of Jews not taking interest of Jews but taking interest of goyim? So what? So they don't have the Ashkofes HaTorah of the goyim. Chil Hashem does not mean when you do something that a goy doesn't like. Maybe a goy doesn't like when Jews have beards and pears and wear a shtreimel. I'm sure there are many goyim when they see a rabbi with a shtreimel, so they become very angry, they are very disturbed. So does that mean that is chil Hashem? Chil Hashem is when a Jew lies, because this is a dovo mechua in itself. That's a chil Hashem. When Jews use drugs, when Jews do dvorim mechorim, then it's chil Hashem. But when Jews do things that are not immoral, but goyim don't like it, it's just too bad for the goyim that they don't like it. So why does the Gemara say b'mokim chil Hashem? So the smack, I mean, it's very poshut. It's self-evident. So he says, because avide sakum la'achad yosel yodei, avide sakum la'achad yosel yodei doesn't involve any sagezel. It's just not much. So he's not the gazlan. If somebody keeps an avide of Israel, he's the gazlan, he's Hosleides, he's Rosh Chomos. If someone keeps an avide of an akum, he's not the gazlan. But it certainly is not in consonance with Shevis Yisroel Yasu Avled Abu Chozov. When he takes away the treasure of an Avikhovi and he keeps it for himself, So even without Chil Hashem, it's not the nicest thing in the world. Some Mele, if Goyim will find it out, so it involves a piece of Chil Hashem. But if it hadn't been ugly in itself, it wouldn't involve an Isser of Chil Hashem, just because Goyim don't like it. Now, when a Jew does not take interest from a Jew, but he takes interest from a goy, no Rishon will say, and no Achrim will say that it involves an Isser of Chil Hashem. Maybe goyim will not like it. What is it? A double standard, they'll say. So it's just too bad. Oh, by double standard, so it's double standard. That is in consonance with the Din HaTorah. But Avide Sakum, even though it's Muteres, it only means it's Muteres, it doesn't involve an Isser Gezel. But it runs counter to Sheris Yisroel Le'asu Avod Abu Chosov. So Mimele, B'mokim Chil Hashem, so it's also. So the Drishe holds that not only B'mokim Chil Hashem, it's also. B'mokim Kiddush Hashem, it's also to keep an Avid of Akum. Now, so that's the Raya from the Yerushalmi, because there no one would have found out that Shimon Meshotach kept the treasure that was hidden in the Chameir of the pagan. Still, he insisted that they should return everything. Why? Because it was Mokim Kiddush Hashem. It was Mokim Kiddush Hashem. So, but the question is, the Gemara here says, B'mokim Chil Hashem Mitzoseh, thus implying that, but if there is no Chil Hashem, even though there would be Kiddush Hashem, so it is muter. So he makes a distinction. The Trisha makes a distinction. Makes a distinction between aveide la'achad osel yodei and aveide kedem osel yodei. Aveide la'achad osel yodei. So it's asuro to keep it. Not only if there is a chil Hashem, there is a possibility that the goyim will find out. As long as it's possible to inform the goyim that the Jew returned it, So you're not allowed to keep it. You are mechuyev to return it. But avei de kaden dosel yorei, so then you are mechuyev to return it and to be matriach yourself if it will be found out that the Jew saw it and he didn't return it. But if it will not be found out, so even though by taking it and being machris and then you return it to the goy, there will be a kiddush Hashem, you're not mechuyev to do that. And when Gemara says that to return an aveide to an akum is an ove, it means if, let's say, a person finds an aveide of an akum, and then he returns it, so if he returns it and he informs the akum that he, the Yisrael, returned it, he's mekayim a mitzvah of kiddush Hashem, even though he's not mechuyev to do that. But there is a mitzvah kiyumis. But if he returns it in such a way that the Akum will not even know that the Jew returned it. And the Akum will think, let's say he finds a chayfetz in a near Sherub Akum. In a near Sherub Akum. And then he returns it, and he knows who the owner of that chair is. And he brings over the chair and he puts it in the yard and doesn't even inform the Akum that he, the Israel, returned it. Then when the Akum comes and he finds it, so what will he assume? He'll assume, probably, they will call him, after all, most of the residents of the city are goyim. So a goy and a mikhovim found that they're such nice people, the goyim. So then it's an ovechomo. So that's the reason why the Rambam says that amarze avid la'akum, so it's an avere, because he's marzik yad v'sheilo. Why is he marzik yad v'sheilo? The answer is, if he's marzik under circumstances, that the goyim will know that the Jew returned it, so he's becoming mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. So when is it an avere if he returns it under circumstances that the goyim will not know that the Jew returned it? And the goyim will think that the goyim returned it. So in other words, he is doing an act of chesed, and who will get all the credit? David Chovim. And the Jews will get all the criticism. Well, that is a big avere. So it's l'yei v'ad Hashem s'leich lei. Now the question is, this Gemara, when the Gemara says here, boy no bakif. So the question is, Rabbi Kiva says, ain't boy no bakif, the Kiddush Hashem. And Rabbi Shmuel is chilek on the din of Chil Hashem. So the answer is, Rabbi Kiva Omar, ain't boy no bakif, even if there is no Chil Hashem. They'll never find out. But if the Bezni shall be soil, will be strict in enforcing justice to the Yichovim, then there will be Kiddush Hashem. So then, the Rabbi Akiva says, the Bezni Shal Yisroel is mechuyev to enforce justice for the litigant Dakum, to be Mikadosh Hashem. Rabbi Shmuel says, if there will be a Chil Hashem in the Chaname, you're not allowed to do it. It goes without saying. But suppose there won't be a Chil Hashem. So you're not mechuyev to be Mikadosh Hashem. And to enforce justice for the Chavim. Rabbi Akiva says we are mechuyev. But if there will be a Chil Hashem, that's then Rabbi Shmuel is also made that we are not allowed to be boyin or bakif. Now the next question that arises, how does Rabbi Shmuel say boyin or bakifin, and Rabbi Akiva would be made that it's muta to resort to artifice, except that it is it because of Kiddush Hashem, but also Lignev Da'as Abriyes, and that's Nisar Raise, that's Gemara in Chum. Nivas Da'as Abriyes is also even Da'as Abriyes of Eved Yechovim. So, Boino of Bakifin, that's Nivas Da'as. So, why is it Mutar? Why is it Mutar? The answer is, we are dealing here with a Knani, with an Akum Anos. And even if the Anos was put in by the censorship. But, so, and originally it was not mentioned in the text. So, it means we are dealing with an Akum who always acts unfairly toward Jews. So, there is a special halacha as far as the Iser of Neves Das is concerned. There is a special halacha that if somebody is habitual cheater, is a habitual cheater. Not only a habitual cheater, if someone acts in bad faith, you're allowed to retort back and to reciprocate with gneivas das. That, first of all, this is the pshat in the Mishnah in Asecha Seumnin. Asecha Seumnin, v'hitu zeh o zeh, secher aleihem umatom. In other words, if the woman, you see, undertook to do a certain piece of work, and then he retracted it, and he suffers, the balabai suffers loss, so he can be matted the worker. He can tell him, now I'll give you a raise. And then he doesn't give him the raise. So he's allowed to do it. How is he allowed to do it? I mean, hasich has umnim, so he saw vitu zeze, isecher alem umatom. That's a gemore. That's the Mishnah hasich has umnim. The answer is, there is a gemore in Bava Basra. Gemara daf kuf kom gimel bo basre. Gemara tells about Yaakov and Rochel. So Yaakov said to Rochel whether she wants to be married to him. So Rochel said, "Isli achsed kshishe minoy. I have an older sister. V'lo imin zevli mikamo. And my father will not let me get married before her. Omalo." So Yaakov said to Rochel, "Ochi vani beramois. I can deal with him in Rabois. Omroloi. So Rochel said to Yaakov, "Umishorli litzadikel izguye beramuse." That isn't nice. A righteous person cannot act in such a way. Hey, Yaakov said, "Im novo titabo v'mikish titapo." So in other words, this is special to Zakosov. That's one of the Midish Lakodesh Baruch Hu. In Mikesh Ditapo. And Volachta Bidrochov. So there is nothing wrong in cheating a habitual cheater. So that's the aloha, that's the basis of Asicha Sa'umni. Secher Aleim Umaton. That's a heter on Gneivas Das. But that's no heter on Yisar. Over the fact there are so many Jews who think that it's only wrong to cheat a goy, but to cheat a Levit Kehovim, it's all right. So he says it doesn't make any difference whom you cheat, whether you cheat in Israel or you cheat a Levit Kehovim. And anyone who cheats a person, a human being, whether it's Israel or an Akum, so it comes within the posik, the Avas Adishem, Kolitzeile, Kolitzeovel. What does it mean, Kolitzeovel? Mididishko. Talmud says, Mididishko. So now it's the Yisr of Gneivas Das, the Yisr of Gneivas Das comes within the Yisr, it's not a lab, it's like an Yisr Esser, of Te'avas Adishem Koleisei Eile Koleiso Mididishko. So the question arises, now, how does Rabbi Yehud Shmuel say, Boimol Vakifin, and Rambam says there, that any Akifin practiced towards an Akum comes within the lab of or did not love the Isa of the Abbas Hashem called Isaiah the Kalei Sota. So why does he say, Boimol Vakifin? All right, he deals with a case where there is no Chil Hashem. But if the Bezdin will enforce justice for the Akum litigan, then it will be Kiddush Hashem. All right, so there is no Chil Hashem. But there is an Isa of Nevis Das. The answer is, we are dealing here with an Akum Anos. So, if Gezlakum, is Oseh, so there is no Heter. There is only a heter of Vimikish Titapo, Ligabe Gneivas Das, but not Ligabe the Isa Gezer. Gatel Isa Gezer. So the Gemara says, Rav Asher Omar, Bimuches Akum, the time ye, Yisroel Akum Anu Shebo Lo Di, Imat Yochum Zakir Bin Yisroel Zakir Ovem Lekadim Neim, Bin Akum Zakir Ovem Lekadim Chem, Vim Lav Bo Yom Akif, Diva Mishmo Akim Reyes Bo Akif, Nikidish Hashem, Rav Akim Tam Nikidish Hashem, Holei Kikidish Hashem Boi. So the Gemara gives a 10, but the Walton is a Gezel, and even though he's an Anos.
But that's only a heter on the das. But it doesn't imply a heter on the Isa Gezel. What it says, because Hafkoes Al Gosei is muter. If it doesn't come within the love of the season, when does it come within the love of the Sashi? That's of course Al Gosei. And not with the season, it's not the Echalmas. So by Melech, because the Mishnah says, the Machaba says, so then since the Melech is Makbit, it's always considered the Echalmas. But when the Melech sold it to another Akum and he doesn't care, so it's not the Echalmas. Then the Ramo says, V'yeshem in the Afil Amuches Yisrael, im Likone La'atzmei, Ragev le'melech, afal gav, diosel avriach miki avinu le'malchuse. So in other words, because the Ramchiking is that Hafkoes Al Gosei is muter. Hafkoes Al Gosei is muter, even when it is known. So it doesn't come. It Hafkoes Al Gosei, because it doesn't come within the love of the sixth. It's still not. Even if it can become known, it's not considered a halmes. Of course, if it is known that the Yisroel owes a chayim, and to an akum, and he justifies paying it, then it's certainly a halmes. The chiddush of the Mordechai is that even if the Yerush doesn't know, but the Aracherim will know, and mimele there is a possibility that it might become known, so that also is considered a halmus. So the Ran holds no. If it is known and the Akum is the Veya and he doesn't pay him, then the Ran will also be made there. That then it comes within the love of the season. But in a case where the one to whom he owes the money doesn't know, let's say here is Mavriach HaSameches, so he doesn't know. It might become known, but he doesn't know. So Mimele, that's not the Rechalmas. So Mimele, it doesn't come within the love of the Sigzel. That's the Ramshite. So he says, but even though it doesn't come within the love of the Sigzel, but if he's Mavriya de Meches, he's either the Isser of Nives Das, and that's also Isser that I say. So that's the Isser. Afal Gab de Osel Avriach, Mikei Avinim Malchuse. Mikol Mokei. So it's only Osser to be Mavriya because of Nives Das. But because of Nevis Das, you're not allowed to take by force. If it involves an Yisrael of Gezel, then the Yisrael collector can even take by force. Because it involves Gezel. He's mafishing from Gezel. He's not allowed to keep it, to withhold it from the Akum, on the basis of Gezel. But, since of course Al Gosei is muter, and here, even though it might be known, so it's still not considered a rechalmes, so mainly it doesn't come within the love of the sixth. It only comes within the love of Lysashik. Lysashik is Riacho, so Nakum is Nismayit from Riacho. But it is also for the Israel to be Mavriya the text, because Mikia de Malchuse. So since Dine Malchuse is Dine, so it becomes a Chay. All right, so it's a Heter, and of course Alvose. But a Chay it is. So mainly there is Gnevis Das. There is Nevis Das. Mikol Mokei, Mimodo Mavriach, Ein Limuches Lokefe Yisei Litein. The Havik Afkos Alvosi Vishore. Miu, Im Yeish Bozeh Mishim Yiras HaMelech, Vada Yoch Lokefe Yisei. Why? Because if, let's say, there is a Yiras HaMelech, in case where if there is a possibility that it might be found out, and then the Melech will be very makbid, so then it's considered a rechalmus. He doesn't mean Mishum Yesh Mishivas HaMelech Vad Yoch Lokef Yisei because of Sakonas Nefashes. He means Mishum Yesh HaMelech, if the Malchus is so strict and investigates taxes the way the Malchus is today in regard to income tax, so then it's always considered a rechalmus. It's always considered a rechalmus. So in other words, not only because the Rav Amiri says that they're going today are not even Chovim. Even if the going today would be a Likhovim, so it would involve an Isser of Gezel, not only according to the Rambam Shite, according to the Ran Shite also, because he says, so it doesn't mean because of Sakonis Nefoshes, because he'll go to jail. Because if the Malchus is so makpit and investigates, so Mele it's considered done with defiance. So it's coupled with the element of almus. And if it's derech vayigzel as chanisri lamitzri, so then it is gezel. So maybe it comes with only six. Now the question is, what is the shita of the Gro? The Gro says that it's not even moser. Im loikonu leatzmi, ragivu lemelech, it's not even moser. But why shouldn't it be oser? It certainly should be oser, mitzat knives das. And the only reason is why the Gemara Rabbi Shmuel says here, boyim ba'kifin, because we are doing here of nakumanus. So because of the Xerzakosel, we kish ditapo. But if it's not a nakumanus, so then, even though, of course, alkosi is muter, but knives das is oser. Now, there is a Gemara in Chum, the Gemara mentions, that Marzutre was Havikozl, Marzutre breeder of Nachman Havikozl, Misichre libe Mechuse, Virove Rav Safra Havikozl, Misichre, Poga Adode, who saw the apple the cause? So Marzutre thought that Rav Safra was coming out to meet him, but Rav Safra didn't even know that Marzutre was coming. So, Omalu, Lomalu, Rabbono, so Marzutre thinking that Rav Safra was coming out to see him, said to him, Lomalu, Rabbono, Litreach, Viose Kohai, Omalu, Rav Safra, Nando, Yaviadinon, the Kosemar. Yaviadinon, Triavitachino, I didn't even know that you are coming. If I knew, I would have come out, I would have covered a longer distance to meet you, but I didn't know, so I was going for my own needs. So, Omalu, Rove, my timer amret li hoche. So Rove said to Rav Safra, so why did you have to tell him that? You should have kept quiet. What do you care? So he thought, Rav Safra, that you came out to meet him. Omale, so Rav Safra said, Vokamatinole, I don't want to deceive him. They was das. So Rove said to him, Iu di komate nafshe. In other words, there is no Issa of Nevis Das. So in other words, so that implies that when is there an Issa of Nevis Das, if a person deceives another person actively. But if a person deceives another person passively, in other words, he doesn't do it deliberately, but the other person is of Avida Sakum and Reish Gimel. Yisroel shu yechayev la'akum umeis im eino akum yeidim ize in yechayev l'freel yosho. Now the Mordechai Dushan says koye bavim gezel, and he mentions because if the akum is ideya, the yeresh is ideya, or others are the yedim, so that means that he might find out the yeresh. So mele is dum yed vayigzel chanis mera mitzri. So mele is koi bavin gezel. But if the yeresh doesn't know and others don't know, and the only one who knows is the one who borrowed the money, and he is not likely to tell him, so mele, it's not dum yed vayigzel chanis mera mitzri. So, but the Sma explains it on the basis of Avin Esakim. He explains it on the basis of Avin Esakim. From the washing of the Mordechai, it's not Mashma, it's on the basis of Avin Esakim. Because if it's on the basis of Avin Esakim, why does he have to mention Dum Yid Vayigzel Chanis Medam Mitzri? Avin Esakim in Muteres. So, from the washing of the Mordechai, it's Mashma, because by Akum, why do we say, of course, Alvosi by Akum is Muter, and Gezel is also, because the Iser of Gezel is implicit in the love of Lisigzel. So the Riacho is not mentioned in connection with Lisigzel, but in connection with Lisashik, so the Torah says Lisashik is Riacho. Now the Gemara says, Heine Gezel, Heine Ishek, Vilomo Vakosu Vavu B'Shnei Vavu. And the Gemara also says, Ramakabel, Mbometzieh,
that if someone is kevish chasochir, he's eva beishemis, and he's eva lisigzel also. So we see that the love of lisigzel applies not only to ibn, it applies to shibudim as well. True that Rambam mentions the love of lisigzel ligabe ibn dafke. So we have to say as the Chavis Yoyah, the Shibis Chavis Yoyah says, the Rambam only explains mentions the Ikalav of the Sigzel. So the Ikalav of the Sigzel has reference to Ibn. But we learn out from Louis Sigzel that it includes all kinds of Xelas, not only Xela of Ibn, but Xela of Shibudim, of Havkoy Salvose, Havkoy Salvoye also. Havkoy Salvose. But in order to be contained in the love of this sigzel, so it has to be der halmes. Dum yed vayigzel es chanis mir amitz. So if when is it der halmes? So the mot chay shite is when is it der halmes? If the one to whom he owes the money knows about it. And still he doesn't pay. Or the mot hashita is, even if he doesn't know, but if other goyim know, or even other Jews know, but and the other goyim or the other Jews are likely to tell him, so as long as it's likely to become known to him, so it's considered a halmes. When is it not considered a halmes? If he doesn't know, the Yerish doesn't know, and others don't know either. Now, who knows the one who borrowed the money? He certainly is not likely to tell him. So, Mimele, it's not Derech Halmes. So, by Yisroel, it's also. Because by Yisroel, there is a love of Lisashik as well. Masheinke, Ligabe, Akum. So, the love of Lisashik doesn't apply because the Torah says Lisashik is Reacho. But if he knows, then it's the Rechalmeh, so it comes, Dum Yer Vayizl Eschanis Mir Amitzri, it comes with Lisigzel, and Lisigzel applies to Akum as well. All right, this is how we explain. Now, then, we explained the Keset Mishneh, which the Mechaber Paskin that Laloche, whatever the Pshat is in the Rambam. So, of course, there are many who are really can the Keset Mishneh's Pshat in the Rambam, but the Keset Mishneh Shite is mentioned in Shulchan Aruch in Simen Shin Samachtes, and there he says, "Bamedva amurim shamuches gelistim bizman shamuches akum oy muches oimid meilo oy muches oimid machmas amelech veilo ikitzvo el mikeach mashiyot avol muches sheposke amelech litil dovakot." ואפילו ציבו של ישראל מפני עשם נעק ומקום מוקים מיקרו דבקות ובכל איש, זה סמרי. והעמיד מוכס ישראל לגבי סי למלך, זו זה לא שנרם. ונדע שאודום זה נאמון, ונימי סיף פלום על מה שגוזה. So, איני בחזקס גזלן. So, המוכס איני בחזקס גזלן, משל דין מלכוס הדיני. ולא יעיד, אלא שהמבריח, מחזה עבר, so the Rambam put in parenthesis, Louis Six, מפני שהוא גזל מונס המלך, בין שהוא המלך ישראל, בין שהוא המלך האקו. וכן אם ישראל קונה המחס, מהמלך המבריח עצמי, הרי זה גזל ישראל שקונה. אבל אם קונה אקו מותר, משום דהבקה אבקו סלבוסי דישור ובמוקים לכחילה שם. So in two situations the Mechaber mentions, it's also mitzad gezel. One is if the Melech Hakum, even though the Melech himself is an Eved Kichovi, but he didn't sell it to another Eved Kichovi, and he didn't sell it to Israel either, but he keeps it for himself. But he just appointed a tax collector who is honest, who doesn't collect more than is authorized by the law of the Melech. So he said, Hemid muches Yisroel igvezi lemelech. So in other words, because this is how the Rambam explained the teret, the kimta of Ravashi, hoche bimuches akum askino. So why? Because stam akum is not anes. But so mele, the same thing would be if the tax collector is a Yisroel, but he's not anes. So it's also the same thing. But so if the tax collector is a Yisroel and he is anes, v'neida shodom zenemon. Why does the Mechaber say neida shodom zenemon? Because the Gemara in Sanhedrin says. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says, "Who yisifu aleihem amuchsin." So, in other words, so stam muchsin were not honest. Even the Israeli muchsin, tax collectors, were not honest, and they used to collect more than they were authorized by the decree of the king. So, but they were more Israeli tax collectors who are honest than Akum. So that's why the Rambam and the Mechaber says the Hemid Muches Yisroel Idveisil Melech V'neida Shodom Ze Neemon V'nemeisiv Klum. So we know that this tax collector is not collecting more than he is authorized. So Mimele Eini Becheskes Gazle Mishundine Malchis Adine. So even though the tax is due to the king, who is an Eved Kehovi, so we don't say Afkor Salvosi is Muter. And another case where we don't say Afkor Salvosi is Muter, if the Melech Akum sold all the taxes to which he's entitled to Israel, so then it's also Oser, because then he's Mafkia the Halvoye of Israel. Afkor Avoye Israel. But if he sold it to an Akum, even though the tax collector is Yisroel and Odom Nemon, then it's muta to be mafriach. So the Kesef Mishnah himself, he passes it la'aloche, but he, in the Kesef Mishnah, he says, because if the Melech didn't sell it to anyone, so the Melech is very makbit, and if it will be neida to him, so then there will be sakonis nefoshes, he'll put the Yisrael who evades the taxes, he'll put him in jail, he might even execute him and kill him. So since there is such a great kpeide on the part of the Melech, in case he finds out, so Mimele, the reason is, I guess, what is the Sakonis Nefoshes? So it should be also on the basis of the Shomelecho Shmen Afshecho, not on the basis of the Sizzle. And here the Ramo, in explaining the Mechaber, he says, V'lo'oit shela mavriach mimecha ze eiver al Sizzle. Because the Mechaber just says eiver. So the Ramo put in parentheses, al Sizzle, we shouldn't make that mistake, that he means eiver because his machnis is atzmili sakone. No, it's not discussing here Sakone, of course, that he doesn't have to tell us. Sakone is Sakone, everybody knows that one is not allowed to be machnis himself in Sakone. But when he says Eveya, there's a Losh Rambam is Eveya. So, according to the Kesef Mishneh, the Mechaber, Pshat and Rambam, it means Iver Alesigzl. Why Iver Alesigzl? Because if it will be Neida, so then there will be Sakone Stifoshes. In other words, so the Sakonis Nefoshes is descriptive of the degree of Kpeide. Sometimes the Melech is Makpit. He's Makpit, in other words, he doesn't approve of it. But he doesn't do anything about it. So that's not considered Makpit just because he will be critical in his mind. Makpit, real Makpit means if he'll be Manish. That's a real Kpeide. So what's the Pshat? So obviously the Pshat is, even though the Melech doesn't know, and he's not likely to find out. So, but in case he would find out, so then there would be Sakonis Nefoshes for the one who is Mavriach the Meches. So that means that there is an element of almus, of force employed by the Yisroel who evades the tax. Even though he should, and he might be right, that the Melech will never find out. But in case he will find out, so it will be Sakonis Nefoshes, that means it is done with almus, with violence, with underground activity. I mean, he's doing it furtively. But in case the Melech will find out, so then he'll be punished very severely. So Memele, this needs help to do something which when it is when caught, he'll be punished, is almus. When someone engages in something that when he's caught, let's say in a revolutionary activity, when he is caught, so he'll be punished, so it's considered almus, it's considered violence, even though he's not caught, and even though he's sure, and everybody is sure that he will not be caught, it's considered almus. Masha'in came, if he sold it to another akum, so the melech himself doesn't care, and even if he cares, so it's only dvorim shebelev that he cares, he's makpid, but he's not going to punish it. So mele, it's not coupled with an element of almus. V'shemo yesh leimah, v'hoche sh'ane shem, the melech Yisroel ikvis lechalki, the havikil ha-melech atzli gaveil, the hashtem ilvachi im yivoda, yesh l'ashem yidobo, efshar shi yis ha-kodes v'foshet yidobo, avo, akum shechok ha-mechas min ha-melech sh'oz im yidei alo yiyye bidobo sa-kodes v'foshet, ma'acha sh'ha-melech mafsid bezeh, hu shom hu shemut al-avrich min ha-mechas, the havik ha-kodes l'avasi. So it means, so in other words, so it's not, he's not having reference to a case where the Melech knows or is likely to find out. No, he has reference to a case where the Melech doesn't know and he's not likely to know. He's not likely to know. But but if he will find out, if the Yisrael will be caught, then there will be a great payday. So mainly it's considered a rechavos. Considered a rechavos. Now, this is what the Mechava says. Now then, there are more v'yeshemrim that fill amuches Yisrael and another Nemon, and even though it belongs to the Melech, but the Melech himself is an Eved Kechavi. So of course, Avose is muter. Im loikon el atzmi ragev le Melech, avo gav dos al avriach miki adin in Malchut, say, all right, so the Goy is chilek on that. Mikomo ki mimodo mavriach, eim limuches lo kefeisei. Lit in the havik of course al vasi di shor. What do you mean di shor? He just said osal avriach. He means shor on the score of gezel di shor. But osal avriach because of din das avriach. That's another iser. So mainly cannot be gave. So he shor on the score of gezel and the scores of gezel. Now the question arises. But the Ramo himself passes the Mordechai Shiti in Simen. In Simen Reish Pei Gimel, that if an Akum lent money to a Yevid Kehovi, and then, I mean, if an Akum lent money to Israel, if an Yevid Kehovi lent money to a Israel, and then the Yevid Kehovi died, and he survived by Yeresh, by his son, Akum Yeresh is survived by Teiro. So then, if the Yeresh knows, or if Achirim know, what did Achirim know? So then it's likely that the Yerush will find out. So Mimele is Koyibovin Gezel, and there are more pastors like that. So Mimele, Koyibovin Gezel, and so it is, so that means that it's Koyibovin Gezel. Why? Because since he's likely to find out, so mainly it's considered a chalmes. So why is he masik on the psak of the mechaber? After all, in Reish Pei Gimel he says the same thing, but there is one difference. The mechaber has reference to a case where it's not likely that the king will find out, because the Ramo himself says when he's chelik on the mechaber's psak. When he says that afilu amuchas Yisroel im lo ikoni la'atzmei, rak gevi le'melech, so imodo mavriach, ein li muchas loke feiselitin da'av avkoes kalvosi dishore, miui, im yeish boze mishim yiras ha'melech, what do yoch loke feise? What do you mean yiras ha'melech? If it's likely that the king will find out, so then the reason is, I guess, also, that's the reason as to why he can be caved. He can be keifer. So obviously, when the Rambam says v'yeshem dun da'afun buchat Yisrael, so of course alvosi yishore, he has reference to the case where it's not likely, where no one, I mean, the Mela doesn't know, and other goyim don't know, and the Jews, no, Jews are not going to tell. I mean, the Jews in Zman, the Zman of Mechava, were not like some of the Jews today who are ready to massacre Yisroel Chavere. So Mele, it's not likely. The Melech is not likely to find out. If the Melech is not likely to find out, so Mele, it's not considered a Chalmes, but the Mechava Shiti is that even though the situation is such that the Melech will not find out, but in case he does find out, there will be a great payday and they'll punish the Yisroel HaMavriach as a Meches very severely. So Mele, that means, so that in itself, engaging in a revolutionary activity for which if he is caught, he'll be punished. That in itself is almost. That in itself, because if he defies the power of the Melech, which if he is caught, he'll be punished severely. So even though he's not caught, and it's in all probability he will not be caught. So according to the Mechaber, that in itself is considered as almost. That's the Mechaber Shite. But the Ramo is Chelek. So the Mele, there is no stire between the Ramo here, and the Ramo in Reish Bidim. And Veho Raye, that there is no stire, because the Ramo himself, after saying that even though the Muches is in Israel, so still, it's of course alvosa it's muter. So then he says, "Miu im yeish bozem mishum yiras amelech vada yochel okefizi." Vada yochel okefizi. So what it means, yochel melech? If bimtzias there is a possibility that the melech will find out that he'll be caught. So then, the Ramos own shita is that it's considered almost. When is the machlekes between the Mechaber and the Ramo is in regard to the case where the Melech doesn't know and is not expected to find out. It's not likely that he'll find out. But, so by Melech, since the Kpeide is so great that if the Melech finds out, he'll punish him severely, so Melech, that in itself is considered as almost. Masha'inkin, if he sold it to an Akum, and so if the Akum who bought it will know about it, or if he's likely to find out, then even according to Mechaber, the Yisrael is not allowed to be Mavriah the Meches. But if the Akum, doesn't know, and he's not likely to find out, because other goyim don't know either, and the Israelim who know are presumed not to tell him, we are not chesed Israelim that they will massacre. So Memele, it's not considered a chalmus. But vis-a-vis the Melech, because of the strong Kpeide, it's considered almus, even though the Melech doesn't know and is not expected to find out. This is the shite of the Mechaber, and then the shite of the Rambam. Now, but this we can say according to the pshat of the chalmus. But we cannot say that according to the pshat of the Sma and the Beragelo. Now the Sma and the Beragelo, they explain it on the basis of Avide Sakum. Because if an Akum lent money to Israel and then the Akum died, and he was survived by his son, Akum Yeshua of Vatero. So if he knows, or the others know, so then it's considered as Avides Akum. And then it's not Avides Akum, it's not Ovid. If the Yerush knows, or other goyim know, who might tell him. But if the Yerush doesn't know, and others don't know either, and the only one who knows is the Yisroel who borrowed the money, he certainly is not likely to tell the Eresh, so the Mele it's considered out. It's considered out. It's considered out. So we cannot explain the Mechaba's Din on the basis of Ovot. Because the Mechaba Shite is that if the Meches is due to the Melech, if the Meches is due to the Melech, and in view of the fact that the Melech has a great Kpede, and when he finds out, he will punish severely the one who is Mavriya the Meches. So the Mele is considered Gezel, even though the circumstances are such that the Melech doesn't know and is not likely, in all probability, he will not find out because no one knows except the Yisrael who owes the tax to the Melech. And still the Mechaber says that because of the Kpede, so it's considered Gezel. So obviously, according to Mechaber, it doesn't come with the Avodas Akum. Because if it would come with the Avodas Akum, so what different? So as long as the Melech doesn't know, and he's in all probability, he will not find out. He's not expected to find out. So Memele, it is Ovud. And if it is Ovud, so what if there is an element of Almus? Avodas Akum is Muteres, even if there is an element of Almus. Because there's the special Zeres HaKosuf, Umutsoso Dosul Yodemash. So we cannot mention the Pshat of the Sman, the Beragelo, in the Mechaber. The Sman, the Beragelo, don't mention it in the Mechaber. They mention it in Ramoh. The Ramoh mentions that in the name of the Mordechai. But so we could say, so they can say that Pshat in the Ramoh, but not in the Mechaber. Not Mechaber. Now the question is, so how will we explain the Rambam according to the Sma? Because the Rambam of Mavriach HaSameches, now the Gemara says that the reason as to why it's muta to be Mavriach the Meches, so Rav Ashi says, Hoche b'muches akum askin. Hoche b'muches akum askin. וכדיתניה, ישראל ועקום שבו, או ישראל ועקום אנוס, שבו לפנינו לא דין, אם יש חוס בדין ישראל, זכי בני ישראל, אם יש חוס בדין עקום, זכי בני עקום, ואם לאו, בול ובעקיף, אם דיבר רבי שמואל, רבי קיבה עם הרי בול העקיף, אם נקדיש השם, נקדיש השם. So the Gemara explains it on the basis, because Rabbi Akiva holds, of course, Alvosi is muta. So that means Avrochesa. If there is a Muchesakum, so Avrochesa Meches is Muta. But the Rambam paskens that if the Melech is, even though the Melech is a Melech Hakum, but if the collector is another Nemo, a Yisrael, but it means another Nemo. So that means even if the collector happens to be an Akum, but he happens to be an Nemo, so it's the same thing. So he will be there. So that's contrary to the Gemara. That's contrary to the Gemara. So in the Chutam Shulash, so Reb Yonte Flipman, the Kapula Rov, so he has many Chuv Kuntresim on that Indian. So he explains it as follows, because he the Gemara, according to the Rambam, so the Pshat in Rav Ashi's Teretz is Hochem Muches Akum Askinon. Because an akum, every akum, is neitel yeseyam mikitzvas hamelech. Is neitel yeseyam mikitzvas hamelech. So, still, so many rishonim say that even though every akum is neitel, every muches akum is neitel yeseyam mikitzvas hamelech, so that does not, so it's not analogous to muches shein lekitzvo. Muchesheli Kitzvo means if the king authorized the tax collector to collect as much as the tax collector wants. So that's not Dinin Malchusin, that's Chamsenusin Malchusin. In other words, if the tax collector was given the right by the king to collect as much as he wants, so that then it's not Dinin Malchusin. Then it's not Dinin Malchusin. But if the tax collector is authorized to collect a certain amount, let's say $10, on every $100. But the tax collector himself is dishonest, and he collects more. So Shem say, they mention the Gemara in Broches, Bosagam ve'gneiv mide. In other words, one is not allowed to steal or to rob from a person who himself steals and robs. So it's a ginef naganef. So this, the Yisar of Lisitzel applies. So even though the tax collector is dishonest and he always collects more than he is authorized by the king, so the excess that he is not authorized to collect, he keeps for himself. But to the extent of the amount that he is authorized to collect, so one is not allowed to withhold payment, because Bosagam ve'gonim v'toy mide. So he's again if naganet. So Rabbi Yontef Lippmann says, this is the Hilchas Yisroel. That's the aloche. But Bidini Umes Eilom, it's not like that. Bidini Umes Eilom, if someone is a ganef, so you are allowed to withhold the payment that is due to him also. That's Bidini Umes Eilom. So Mimele, that's the reason as to why, when the Gemara has the kashe, how can he evade the tax? Bodime Malchuset Inesu, it's Gezel. So one Amir gives a teretz, Mimuchesu mit Meilo, he self-appointed Muches. Another Amir gives a teretz, Muchesu le Kitzvo. And then Rav Ashi says, Hoche b'muchesakum askinon. So, Stam muchesakum, he collects, even though he has a Kitzvo and he was appointed by the king, but he collects more than he is authorized by the king. The king authorizes him to collect, let's say, $10 on each $100, and he collects $15 on each $100. So, and the $5 extra he keeps for himself. So true is he got it, the tax collector. So what? But to the extent of $10 that he is authorized to collect for the king, so we are not allowed to withhold payment. But this is the halacha, Dine Yisrael. But Bidini Umisailom, it's not like that. Bidini Umisailom, if someone is a ganef, you don't have to pay him anything, even the debt that is due to him. So this is what Rav Ashi says. The reason as to why we are allowed to withhold payment of the taxes, because and Bidini Umisailom, so if someone is a ganef, you don't have to pay him even the amount that is due to him. The Umis Eilom don't recognize this aloche of Genef Menaganef, of Gezel Menagazlen, that this also involves an Isser of Gezel. So Memele, Uchiditanye, Yisroel Vakum Shebolu Fnei Acholot Nledim, Im Yesh Shchus Li Yisroel Bini Yisroel Zakeyu, Im Yesh Shchus Li Yisroel Bini Akum Zakeyu. So here too, Yesh Shchus. This is how he explains it. Now, some mele, according to Rabbi Yotef Lippmann's teretz, we can accept the pshat of the sma and the beragil. The sma and the beragilo, they say that wherever the akum knows, or if others know, and there is a possibility that the others might tell him, so then it's considered a rachalmus, and it's also a lavriach. So that's the reason as to why the Rambam says that if the collector is an Odom Nemon, a Yisroel, an Odom Nemon, so then the Yisroel who is mavriach the meches is a valisigzel. Because since there is a possibility, in other words, then the Rambam does not have reference. The Mechaber mentions that in the Mechaber assumed that the Rambam is reference to a case where, in all probability, the Melech will never find out. But according to the Sma and the Biragelo, the Rambam is reference to a case where there is a possibility that the Melech will find out. But the Yisrael is still so reckless that he is ready to take a chance. So the halacha is, if the Yisroel, the collector, is in, if the collector, tax collector is not the Nemon, so Mimele, even within whom is Eilom, he is not allowed to withhold payment. So Mimele, it's also the Mavriach, and it involves an Isagezel, because it's their Halmes in view of the fact that the Melech find out, even though right now he doesn't know about it. So it's like the din of the Mordechai that the Ramon paskens in Simen Resh Begimu. In Simen Resh Begimu. But if the tax collector is not another memo, Akum, and Stam Akum is a Ganef, is a Gazlan, and the Gemara says, Stam Akum, Gazlane arete di Yisroelinu. Gazlane arete di Yisroelinu. So Mimele, so he is not honest. So then, because of the aloche mentioned in that price, Yisroel vakum shebol funecho lodin ledin. So im yesh chus li Yisroel bedinu meseilom zakeyu. So since bedinu meseilom, you are allowed to withhold payment to withhold payment to someone who himself is dishonest. They don't say posagam vegneiv vitoimide. So according to the Sma, we'll have to explain the Rambam in accordance with the Pshat of Rabbi Yontif Kapul. Now, Rabbi Chaim Volozhiner. So even though he says that the Pshat of the Rabbi Yontif Kapul is Niflo, but still he doesn't accept it. And how does he explain the Rambam? So he explains the Rambam, he says, he just makes one change in the gears of the Gemara. Because the gears in our text is, Rav Ashi Omar, Hoche Bimuches Akum Aski, Kidi Tani, Dei Tani, Yisroel Vakum Shebol of Necholodi. And then the Gemara says, because of course Alvose, Rav Akiva holds. So he says, the Rambam had a different gears. He's sure that the Rambam had a different gears in the Gemara. Rav Ashi Omar, Hoche Bimuches Akum Aski, period. Then, not Dei Tanya, but Tanya. It's a new Indian. Just one word he strikes out from our text. Our text, it reads, Rav Ashi Omar, Hoche Bimuches Akum Aski, Dei Tanya, or in some swarim, Kidi Tanya, in some swarim, the Gersi is Dei Tanya, and in some swarim, Kidi Tanya. He says, the Rambam's Gersi was, Rav Ashi Omar, Hoche Bimuches Akum Aski, period. Tanya, a new Indian, Yisroel Vakum Shebol of Necholot and Lidin. So, Yim Yeish, Li Yisroel Schuz, Bidin Yisroel Zakeo. Yim Yeish Schuz, Bidin Li Yisroel, Bidin Akum Zakeo. Vim Lav, Boin Olo Bakifin, Boin Olo Bakifin, the Divra Bishmoel Rabbi Kiva Omar, in Boin Lakifin, the Kiddush Hashem. Vi Rabbi Kiva, Tanyu, Shim Kiddush Hashem, Ola Avoche Shore, Vi Gez Lakum Mishore, Vatanyi Rabbi Kiva says, that Rishav in Kenehu, that Gez Lakum is Oseh. So Abaye first said, Ho Be'akum Okiteishov. So the Gemara says, no, because Im Akum, Im Kumel Akum. So Rove says, Loi Kashi, Kam Bigzeilei, Kam Bafko Salvosi. Kam Bafko Salvosi. So this is what Rove says in Rabbi Akiva. But then, and so Rabbi Akiva, who learns it out from Rishav in Kenehu, that the whole Iser of Gez Lakum is deduced from Rishav in Kenehu by a Medivri, and the Medivri is Gufi Konu, so Mele, so we only have a Gzeres HaKosuv Gabe Gezl, not Gabe Afkos Alvosei, because Gabe Evedivri, since Evedivri Gufi Konu, it's Gezl of Eben, it's not Afkos Alvosei. Masha'im came, then Rav Ashi says, then the Gemore mentions another Matane, who says that Gezl HaKum Oser, Avidosi Mitares, Gezl HaKum Asuro Shenema, Vochalto Shlal Vecho, Bisman Shi Misurim Yedecho, that means through Kibush Muhammad, Bisman Shi Misurim Yedecho, but Loi Bisman Shi Misurim Yedecho, so Gezl HaKum is Oser, Avidosi Mitares, Umitzosodos Lyodimashma. So Rav Chaim Volozhiner says, according to Rav Akiva, who learns how the Yisr of Gezel only from the Posik Mechishav Gineo. So if we say that the Vedivri Gufi Koni, so that Zakosuf is the Zakosuf Ligabi Gezel, not Ligabi Afkar Salvose, because Gabi Vedivri is Gezel Mamish. Mashenk in the Tani who learns it out from Vachalto Shalali Vecho. So there is no distinction between Gezel and Afkar Salvose. So Afkar Salvose is also a ser. And Ravashe is Chilikam Rove. Rove says Afkar Salvose is Muter. But Ravashe who says Hoche Muchasakum Askinon. So it means because Stam Akum Agazloni. So Mimele, if Stam Akum is Gazloni, So he collects more than is authorized. But the question is, but the Gemara says in Broches, Bosagam Begneiv, Vitoyim Mideh, so there is an Issa Gezel, even if you gazel from a gazlem, from a ganev. So true that Stam Akum collects more than is authorized by the king, but there is a certain amount that he is authorized to collect for the king. So it should involve an Issa Gezel. So the Rav Chaim Volozhiner says, here too there is an Issa Gezel when you gamve or you gazel from a ganev for a gazlen. But here it has to be on the basis of Dine de Malchus Edine. Now there is a distinction between Dine de Malchus Edine